Задание А1А7. Вы услышите радиопередачу о звездах рок-музыки. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Around the world, young people are spending unbelievable sums of money to listen to rock music. Forbes magazine claims that at least 50 rock stars have incomes of between $2 million and $6 million per year. Today, we'll discuss the lifestyle of rock stars with the person who knows all about it, MTV producer Jack Jackson.
It doesn't make sense, says Johnny Mathis, one of the older music millionaires, who made $1 million a year when he was most popular in the 1950s. Performers aren't worth this kind of money. In fact, nobody is. But the rock star's admirers seem to disagree. Those who love rock music spend about $2 billion a year for records. They pay $150 million to see rock stars in person.
Some observers think the customers are buying more than music.
Absolutely. Rock music has a special appeal because no real training is needed to produce it. There is no gulf between the audience and the performer. Every boy and girl in the audience thinks, "I could sing like that." So rock has become a new kind of religion, a new form of worship. Young people are glad to pay to worship a rock star because it is a way of worshiping themselves.
Luck is a key word for explaining the success of many. In 1972, one of the luckiest was Don McLean, who wrote and sang American Pie. McLean earned more than $1 million from recordings of American Pie.
Well, records provide only part of a star's income. Around the world, young listeners soon want to see the star in movies, on television, and in person. Neil Young, who performs in torn blue jeans, sometimes sings to an audience of 10,000, each of whom has paid at least $15 for a ticket. After paying expenses, Young leaves with about $120,000 in his pocket at the end of an evening.
How do the rock stars use their money? What do they do when the money starts pouring in like water?
Most young stars simply throw their money around. England's Elton John gave someone a $38,000 Rolls-Royce automobile and bought himself a $5,000 pair of eyeglasses that light up and spell ELTON. He also bought himself two cars, one for each foot. In the end, a rock star's life is unrewarding. After 2 or 3 years, riches and fame are gone. Left with his memories and his tax problems, the lonely ex-performer spends his remaining years trying to impress strangers. New stars have arrived to take his place.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Now we are ready to start.
Around the world, young people are spending unbelievable sums of money to listen to rock music. Forbes magazine claims that at least 50 rock stars have incomes of between $2 million and $6 million per year. Today, we'll discuss the lifestyle of rock stars with the person who knows all about it, MTV producer Jack Jackson.
It doesn't make sense, says Johnny Mathis, one of the older music millionaires, who made $1 million a year when he was most popular in the 1950s. Performers aren't worth this kind of money. In fact, nobody is. But the rock star's admirers seem to disagree. Those who love rock music spend about $2 billion a year for records. They pay $150 million to see rock stars in person.
Some observers think the customers are buying more than music.
Absolutely. Rock music has a special appeal because no real training is needed to produce it. There is no gulf between the audience and the performer. Every boy and girl in the audience thinks, "I could sing like that." So rock has become a new kind of religion, a new form of worship. Young people are glad to pay to worship a rock star because it is a way of worshiping themselves.
Luck is a key word for explaining the success of many. In 1972, one of the luckiest was Don McLean, who wrote and sang American Pie. McLean earned more than $1 million from recordings of American Pie.
Well, records provide only part of a star's income. Around the world, young listeners soon want to see the star in movies, on television, and in person. Neil Young, who performs in torn blue jeans, sometimes sings to an audience of 10,000, each of whom has paid at least $15 for a ticket. After paying expenses, Young leaves with about $120,000 in his pocket at the end of an evening.
How do the rock stars use their money? What do they do when the money starts pouring in like water?
Most young stars simply throw their money around. England's Elton John gave someone a $38,000 Rolls-Royce automobile and bought himself a $5,000 pair of eyeglasses that light up and spell ELTON. He also bought himself two cars, one for each foot. In the end, a rock star's life is unrewarding. After 2 or 3 years, riches and fame are gone. Left with his memories and his tax problems, the lonely ex-performer spends his remaining years trying to impress strangers. New stars have arrived to take his place.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.